Welcome back to Fun with Scotch and Other Fine Spirits. I think this is episode 15, and today we are going back to the area of Speyside, and we have two lovely scotches that we're going to try. One is Cardew 12-year, and then we have a Glencullen 10-year. So once again, I welcome my partners in crime,
Judy
and John,
and I'm Marlis. So here we go. We'll start with the Cardew. The Cardew, the distillery started in 1824 by a husband and wife team. And the wife, evidently, Helen, did most of the distilling and would sell bottles to passersby through the window. And if she saw the revenue people coming, she would throw flour over herself and pretend to be baking to make up for the yeasty distilling smell, which, you know, the Scottish women are extremely competent at many things. So the Cardew is, it's a nice amber. It's a little lighter in color, I think, than the Glencullen.
I didn't smell anything earlier when we were getting ready, but I smell caramel. Do you guys smell that?
A little bit.
Or is it just my wonky nose?
It's definitely a little sweet. Maybe honey, maybe caramel, something like that.
Could be honey, yeah. Smells nice. I don't smell a lot of alcohol.
Okay.
That is taste.
It's very nice. It's smooth. It's not terribly strong tasting.
Yeah, I was. The word flat came into my head. It's a little flat to me. But it's. I mean, it's fine. I would drink it. I will drink it. As a matter of fact. But it just tastes a little flat. It didn't. I don't think it has a lot of personality.
No, it's got. It's kind of a middle of the road. It's got some nice sweetness and some fruit and spice. The tasting note said there should be a little bit of smoke in there, and I think that's there, but it's very subtle.
I like it a lot. I think it's a sweet, mild flavor, but it's something that I could easily see myself relaxing by the fire and having a second glass of this while enjoying the evening. Yeah, it's just it's really pleasant.
Yeah, it might be a little too easy to drink.
Well, that's always a danger as well. Yeah.
I mean, and that's what the flatness does. Mm-hmm. I mean, flat sounds so mean, but I don't mean it as a bad thing necessarily. Mm-hmm. It's just some things have a little more personality, and I mean,
they put up more
stronger.
Of a fight, and that keeps you in
but this is so
control.
Easy that, you could easily drink more than you should.
It's really mellow. It's not harsh at all. I like it quite a bit. I can see this being a good scotch for someone who doesn't like the stronger flavors and
harshness. A beginner. It was a good beginning whiskey, I think.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's very tasty.
All right. And then we have the Glencullen. John and I only brought one bottle today. And what's the price point for your Cardew?
I think it was maybe $45.50, something like that.
See, ours, the Glencullen, which we bought at the fine liquor establishment of Safeway, was $25.99 before taxes and fees, or as John likes to say, title taxes and fees. And so it was probably 30-ish or so dollars. So this one is a lower priced, easy on the budget.
Oh, I found a little bit more about the Cardew Distillery. It's from the area of Moray near Archiestown, and the whiskey smuggler John Cumming and his wife Helen established the distillery in 1824. And it's now owned by DOGO, which is a huge conglomerate thing, but it makes up a large part of the Johnny Walker blended whiskeys.
It's a corporation.
It is. I know.
Glencullen, I just dropped my phone. Glencullen is a mystery scotch. There's not much on it. The only thing I could find really is on Reddit about it. It's bottled, and it says so on the bottle that it's bottled and made and bottled in Scotland, but it's distributed by a place in Kentucky. So it doesn't seem to have an actual distiller named. There was another scotch we did a while back that was the same way. It was like, the Trader Joe's one, for instance, we don't know who really right. does that. And also the, they did a bourbon, I think, that didn't have a actual distiller named.
Yeah, Glenn Cullen says it was imported by County Line Distillers in Louisville, Kentucky, but right. doesn't give any more information than that.
Yeah. So it's a mystery, but it's a, like I said, it's easy on your wallet, and it has, it's a little bit darker than the Cardew.
Mm-hmm.
It has more of an aroma, an alcohol aroma, I think, than the
Cardew. Yeah, a little stronger well. Alcohol smell.
And this is a Glen Cullen 10-year, by the way. I don't think I said that.
No, I kind of like that. It's got a little more bite to it,
mm-hmm.
but it's got some interesting flavors.
It's a little more complex, yeah, mm-hmm. than the Cardew.
Yeah, it okay. definitely doesn't have that, what I called flat taste. The guy that reviewed it on Reddit, let's see. He thinks it's heavily dyed with caramel coloring. But we have no indication on the bottle that it's not dye. You know, it doesn't have the dye in it, so mm-hmm. or coloring in it. So it probably does have mm-hmm. coloring added.
Yeah, both of these scotches, they have an age statement, but they don't say anything mm-hmm. about whether they're filtered or colored, which makes me assume that they are. But I kind of like the Glen Cullen.
Yeah.
I mean, I like them both, but...
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah, this just has a little more, like John said, complexity to it, a little more flavor, more personality.
The flavors are a little bolder, but it's not real rough or anything.
No, it's still not, very easy to, mm-hmm. to drink. It would still be really great in front of the fire.
Yes, you don't have to beat it with sticks, mm-mm. and people for whom scotch is a new thing might like it. It's not quite as sweet, I don't think, as the Cardew.
True.
I'm actually leery of even adding water to either one of these. I think it's going to wash them out, but I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, yeah. It's all right.
Oh, our special guest, Per Olof,
mm-hmm.
everyone. He had to have a little say in the matter.
Yes.
He's actually not a big scotch drinker, so just ignore him.
Okay. He's probably telling us we shouldn't drink it either.
No, his comments may not be valid because he doesn't drink scotch.
He's probably underage.
That's true. He's only 5 and a half.
So. Well, that makes him 35, right?
Oh, that's right.
Depends on cat ears or his, something.
Our cat ears is...
I think they're similar to dog ears.
Similar to dog ears. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I hear you. All right, so we put a little water in each of our glasses. Let's see what it does to the...
Doesn't do the Cardew any favors. Flavors. and I didn't put a lot of water in, so it's not like I've diluted mm-hmm. it terribly.
I don't taste much of a difference. So both of these would probably be great, just neat.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in fact, that's how we're having them, right? Or we were before mm-hmm. we put water in them, but yeah.
No, I'm thinking ice would really probably take away from them as well.
Oh, yeah, could, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah. But this is a lovely scotch to sip either in a parlor in front of the fire mm-hmm. or out in a garden in the summer, you know. It's nice. It's not going to beat you over the head. It's lighter for summer
mm-hmm.
use.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that would be good.
Yeah. And as we said, it's good for beginning scotch drinkers
mm-hmm.
Who like a little sweetness to their mm-hmm. drink as well. Mm-hmm. And I think even though the Glen Cullen is a little bolder, it still is it'd be all right mm-hmm. for a mm-hmm. beginner. Mm-hmm. So let's see what the water did to Glen Cullen.
Yeah, neither of these need water mm-mm. or ice. They're both pretty they're smooth enough and mild enough that if you start doing stuff like ice or water, you kind of take away the personalities that they have. Mm-hmm. And they do both have their own personalities. So,
The other mystery thing about the Glencullen is when you look at look up Glencullen, which on the bottle it's one word, but I accidentally put it in as two words, and it came up with a Wikipedia article about an Irish town, meaning Valley of the Holly. Mm-hmm. So they have a Scotch with a name that seems to be Irish. So we're not.
And there's in the latest issue of Whiskey Advocate, which I got as a Christmas present from John and Judy last year. It's really neat. They talk a lot about the kind of private label scotches that are sold by places like Total Wine or other big, you know, aggregators, and Costco and Trader Joe's. And Trader Joe's and Costco will usually use their own brand, you know, of Kirkland or Trader Joe's or, you know, a few other things like that. But you don't always know. You know, there are several things that I've tried, and it was like, oh, this is pretty good. Only, and they're distilled and bottled in and aged in Scotland, but then sold to a different
a bottler somewhere
company.
Else,
yeah, that bottles them with their own label. So there are kind of mystery labels around, and this may be one. I'm not sure. We'll have to do a little more research.
And I think we've all agreed that the Kirkland Scotch is not to be partaken
of. Well, not their blended.
Yeah, not the Kirkland blend.
The Kirkland blend is, I don't even know if I would put that in a recipe. It was, what did you do with it? You did something with it.
I put it with, what's the Isla that we have?
Finlaggen?
Yeah, Finlaggen. I actually mixed it with Finlaggen 50-50, and it actually came out really nice. I could drink entirely too much of that. So it turned out really good. But I wouldn't drink it by itself.
So what made you want to mix them? I'm curious.
Just general cheapness, you know. I wanted to see if it would be good.
Because you didn't want to throw away the Kirkland.
I didn't want to throw away the Kirkland. It's a huge bottle.
Yeah, so of course we bought the like humunga junga Costco size.
Yeah, we got it at Costco, and it only comes in like the giant, you know, party size bottle or whatever. It's huge. And I didn't want to pour it all down the sink, so I decided to try it with some Finlaggen, and it actually was really good. So, you know, it made a good mix.
Well, and I was at a solstice party. I live in the Northwest, so we do things like that. And a friend of mine who also really likes scotch was saying that there are two mixed drinks that she gets sometimes in a bar. And one is called a Rusty Nail, which is two parts scotch and one part drambuie, which is a wine, kind of a wine liqueur that is, you know, flavored. And she said those are good if you don't want to have to fight your way back to the bar every now and then, because you're basically getting three shots of alcohol in one drink. Yeah. And I'm like, pretty proud. I don't know that I would want it. And then there was another one that I can't remember. It had oats in it.
Oh,
interesting.
Which
sounds unfortunate.
Yeah. So it's probably just as well that I can't remember that one. I don't think that didn't sound as good.
Yeah, okay.
And I don't know drambuie well enough to know that if I would like that mixed with scotch, but
I've had drambuie. Drambuie's good. I just don't know about mixing it with
we might scotch, mix it with some of the ones that we're not quite so fond of.
Well, that's true.
I've heard rusty nails. I've never had one.
We will have to have an episode where we take the scotches we don't like the Kirkland blended, and make cocktails out of them and see what happens. Stay tuned for that one.
Yeah.
Marlis doesn't really like that whole cocktail idea.
But
we beat her with a stick until she agrees.
Okay. Well,
so what's our favorite tonight?
Oh, I think the Glencullen.
Because it has a little more flavor.
Yeah, I you know, like I said, they're both very pleasant, very smooth, very delicate flavors. But I think the Glencullen is a little more, you know, forthright. And complex, and I think I like that better.
Well, but the Cardew beats the Glencullen in the bottle category. Cardew has a lovely bottle. I love that bottle.
It's kind of a squarish, pinched shape it's very pretty.
We'll post the Marlis likes to put her mouthwash in it or something. And you go in your bathroom and think it's there for her nighttime drinking. Mm-hmm.
But no.
She likes to wash her mouth out with scotch. Right. Brushes her teeth with scotch.
Probably.
I have to say I like them both. They're different. And I do like the Cardew quite a bit, just for its mildness and slight sweetness. And just, it's just a really nice, simple, easy to drink scotch. I like the Glencullen because it is more complex too. Mm-hmm. It just depends on your mood.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, thank you. We've enjoyed our second trip to Speyside. We will be back to Speyside because there are a lot of whiskeys made there. And we only did two today because it's the holidays and we're broke. But so thank you for sticking with us. And Cardew and Glencullen, both nice, solid, mild, smooth, but flavorful scotches. So enjoy yourself.
Bye.